From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. A bill to require Arkansas political candidates to file their campaign finance information through an online system now moves to the full House. On Wednesday, it was advanced by a committee, as KUAR's Chris Hickey reports.
Republican Representative Jana De La Rosa's bill mandates that Arkansas legislative, judicial, and state constitutional office candidates utilize a new filing system now being installed by the Secretary of State's office. In the House Committee on State Agencies and Governmental Affairs, the lawmaker from Rogers argued that switching from the current mostly paper-based system to an electronic one makes campaign finance reports more searchable and thus more transparent.
What I'm trying to do with this bill is make sure that the public gets their piece out of it. Our piece out of it is more accuracy and easier to use, more convenience. Their benefit out of it is a searchable database, which they do not have today.
De La Rosa likened the new filing process to entering information into an electronic checkbook. A candidate can enter separate campaign contribution amounts, and the system automatically adds up the numbers for submission to the Secretary of State. The $700,000 system would allow any member of the public to comprehensively tally up how much cash a contributor gave and to whom they gave it. Republican Representative Jim Dotson of Bentonville wondered whether a grace period would be granted to candidates who encounter technological issues when finalizing their reporting.
Technology is not always perfect, even if it is a great system. There's certain challenges that always happen with technology.
But De La Rosa argued candidates would have a sufficient window to finalize their entries.
You have 15 days to file a report. The 15 days is the grace period.
The bill does allow political candidates who do not have adequate access to technology or who face a substantial hardship in filing electronically to still file paper campaign finance reports as long as they submit a notarized affidavit to the Secretary of State's office expressing their dilemma. Those candidates would then have to submit all of their reports by paper for the duration of the election cycle. Representative Charlotte Douglas of Alma also pushed back on the notion that a new system would be better.
I'm not having any mail on this. I've never had anybody say we'd like for you guys to be, more transparent in your filing. It's a question as to where really this is being driven from.
Speaking alongside De La Rosa, Arkansas Ethics Commission Director Graham Sloan said the new system would improve his staff's chances of finding discrepancies in campaign finance reporting.
We look at a lot of reports, and believe it or not, legibility is an issue. An electronically filed report is legible.
Sloan said the Ethics Commission has in the past waived sanctions for candidates who fail to file reports on time for having a good cause, like being admitted to a hospital around a deadline. De La Rosa said she also hopes the new system would solve typical errors that occur in the paper-based system.
There's a lot of negative things that we deal with right now, and I was trying to fix a lot of those. But by the same token, I wanted to make sure that the public got their piece out of it, which was the ultimate goal, and that was usable database.
De La Rosa said the Secretary of State's office intends to conduct training sessions on the new system for candidates over the summer. If the bill becomes law, the electronic filing requirement would go into effect October 1st of this year. The bill advanced on a voice vote with some dissent. It now heads to the full House. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.